introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa pa' un VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que sonríe.
Buenas tardes and welcome back to the Afternoon Alibi. I'm your host DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Apprentice Anthony Garo. It is now 4:08 and I have a guest with me in the studio this afternoon. Joining me in the studio today is the Liberty Center's Colt Tuescher.
What's up, dude?
How are you doing today, Colt?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you?
I am good. Back in the radio. It's fun.
Yeah, back from Chi-Town.
Yeah.
The Windy City in the winter, which is brave of you.
It was bad. My fingers were going numb.
Yeah.
From the cold. It was like -8 when I arrived to Chicago. Oh, never again.
Shout out to Angelina. She's from there. She works with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shout out to her, I guess.
Yeah, it's her hometown.
So I heard you wanted to ask me a question.
Yeah, so I'm going to do my question of the day for you. Question. If you could get transported and live in a time and place anywhere in history, ancient Greece, the Wild West in America, where would it be?
Okay, you mentioned ancient Greece, Western times and all. I would not go back. There's like a Netflix show I just watched. I forgot what it was
American
called.
Primeval?
Yes.
Dude.
After seeing that, I'm like, I'm good. I'm straying far away from that time. That
I just imagine everyone smelling awful.
That too.
And like just chafing a lot. It was like...
It looks like brutal. Hell. Yeah.
It was like 12 episodes of The Revenant.
But it'd be like your very own Red Dead Redemption. So maybe I'd go to that too. You know, like the video
yeah,
game?
Yeah, except you don't get to live again. And like, you have to like actually like...
Actually, you know what? I'll be a cowboy. Why not?
Okay. So Wild West?
Yeah, Wild West. How All about right. you?
I mean, I got the name for it. Like, being named Colt's a good name for the Wild
yeah.
West. So that might be
Sheriff
okay.
Colt.
Sheriff Colt carries a Colt. Drinks Colt 45.
So you'd also be a cowboy during that time?
Yeah, I think I'd be a cowboy.
That is awesome. And now...
Actually, nope. Take it back. I'd be a knight. Medieval times.
Knight. Oh, that's not bad. I've been playing a lot of Elden Ring. Knights are cool.
They are cool. And you get to wear shiny armor and you get to play the sword. Man, it's all awesome.
Who wouldn't want to do that? Like, come
I know.
On.
Like a lot of people, but not me. I would love it.
Anyways, now coming up next, we'll be discussing more Liberty events with Colt. So stick around. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving you America's best. And we're back here in the studio with the Liberty Center's very own Colt to discuss this upcoming health promotion meal prep class.
Yeah, so we have actually, there's some new things we have coming in February, and one of the new things that we haven't really done before is health promotion is going to come down this Friday at 11 to Liberty Center, and they're going to teach you, or people in the barracks specifically, but anyone really, on how to make some budget meals that are quick and cheap and what you can make with the equipment that you have in the barracks. Because there's a restriction. You don't have like ovens and stoves
and
stuff.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah. I tried making spaghetti like with one of those like big, like not with a frying pan, right?
But
with an alternative. It was tough.
Didn't
on
work?
Me. No, because like the stove doesn't need, it only works for frying pans. And I was like, come on, that's so annoying.
You're trying to fry up some noodles?
Yes, it was annoying, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
So this could definitely serve as an opportunity.
Yeah,
for
so if you want to learn to make some stuff that you can make with the equipment that's available at the barracks.
Of course.
Stop by the Liberty Center at 11 on Friday and health promotion down there and teaching you to do seven layer dip, which is good because Super Bowl's Sunday.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
yeah, technically Monday for us here. So get you in the groove, eat some dip, learn how to make it, and then you can make it a few days later.
While you're watching the game. Do you happen to know what time the game is going to start? Because
I think it's 12:30 in the morning.
For us?
Yeah,
that is
30 a.m.
weird. I hate that.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
It's gonna be a really like.
Yeah, you gotta kind of prep, like practice Friday, Saturday, start getting in the rhythm, and then
get the energy.
Yeah, and then stay up, and then I think we get to come in late to work, or a lot
of us do.
Maybe not you for the radio, but
come on.
I
was about to say.
I think it's 10. I don't want to say like giving bad advice, but I think it's 10 for like if you're allowed to on Monday. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a little key.
I also heard something about ping pong coming
up. Yeah, so another event we're having is on the 20th. We're going to start doing every third Thursday, we're going to do different competitions. Yesterday, Tanika, the assistant manager over there at Liberty, and I, we bought like $400 worth of prizes.
Wow.
So we have prizes we're going to be giving away every month. Not $400 every month, but like we bought $400 worth of prizes to give away portioned out, that's what I'm looking for, every month till the end of the year. So we got some really good stuff. And
can you reveal what the prizes are or not yet?
If you can stop by Liberty, you can see what they are.
Oh, you can see what they are?
Yeah, but the first game, the first event for this third of Thursday is going to be ping pong. So if you think you're good with a paddle, come on by, sign up, and or just show up the day of. We'll put you in the bracket and play. It's going to start at 4:30 that day and go until we close at 7, a little bit longer if we have to. And then we got prizes for first and second.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Colt. And coming up next, we'll be discussing more Liberty events with Colt. So stick around. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving you America's best. And we're back in the studio here with Colt from the Liberty Center to discuss shuttle hours.
Yeah, so for you guys that are new to the island or anyone who doesn't have a car, or if you do have a car and you just don't want to drive, stop by Liberty every other Tuesday, and we got free shuttles to the malls. So you just come in, sign up, make sure you sign up so you have a spot, and then you hop on the van. We'll take you there at 5 o'clock and then pick you up at 8. So a few, 2.5, 3 hours-ish to go hang around at the mall. But the good thing about the malls out here is they all have grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
Which are huge and nice and great stuff in them. And they're fully stocked all the time. They're cheaper than you can get on base, for especially for like produce and stuff like that.
I remember when I went to one of the mall, I forgot what it's called. I think it's Centro de Catania.
The Centro one's Conad, I think. I think that's a Conad.
I forgot. Yeah. It was the big one.
Okay.
The grocery store. I went inside, looked at the grocery prices. I was like, what in the world? Yeah. This is crazy.
It's so cheap.
I love it here.
Yeah, it's like the produce and stuff is so cheap. So and if you're of age and you can drink some wine, super cheap wine.
That too, yeah.
So, yeah, just good stuff all around. And if you don't have a way to get there, stop by Liberty and we can take you there.
Yeah, and especially for the new people who just got here, if you need stuff and you don't want to spend that much money, there you go.
Exactly.
And that's what I did when I got here.
And if you don't have a car, it's tough to get to NAS1 to get to the commissary because the shuttle, you have to bump with a friend.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. So it's tough. So if you want to get a ride, just come over and we help you out. But one we're doing this month on our month of new stuff is on the 22nd, which is a Saturday, we're going to go to IKEA. So it's the first time we've done that. Again, it's free. So if you're new or you just want to upgrade your barracks room or your room at your house.
Yeah, I don't think the barracks room would, like, anything would fit. Oh, maybe.
No, like, oh, yeah, maybe. And tables and lamps and all sorts of, like,
okay,
ferns.
Yeah, stuff like that. I right? think There's big ferns there. When I go to IKEA, though.
You think big?
Yeah, I want it. I want them, like... I don't have my own home, but
you
when
the
I
whole
do,
kitchen set?
I want to.
You just sit in like the couches there and be like, yep, this feels right.
My little rice cooker's in my room. I swear to God, I just have to keep it in the corner because, like, I'm telling you, the barracks are so small. It's bad.
So maybe a nice live plant from IKEA.
A little plant. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
we'll
a good idea.
Liven it up a little bit.
But I didn't know they had IKEAs here either.
Yeah, that's a huge IKEA.
Really?
You know, some people think America's taking over the world. No, it's the Swedes. IKEAs are everywhere.
Legos, IKEA. What else do they have? They have
I think Legos is Denmark, but same
Denmark?
Area.
Oh, my bad.
Same area. Yeah.
Somebody told me that. I just believe them.
No, it's all like all Nordic countries. The okay. Vikings are real. They're among us.
Imagine being a Viking.
Oh, that'd be another cool. good time to live, right?
Yeah.
The Viking age?
I should have used that. Anyways, okay.
Speaking of Vikings.
Yes.
If good segue. If you want to stop by the Liberty Center on the weekends, we have Warhammer 40K.
Oh my God.
So you want to get, like, I think there's a guy selling action figures at the NEX.
I've seen that,
week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you just walked by him and saw, like, oh, I love painting little figurines of cool stuff. Well, and you want to play with them? Come to the Liberty Center on Saturdays. there's guys that'll shoot. Even if you don't know anything about it, like, you just want to see, like, figure out, get into it, they are more than happy to teach you about it, like, show you the rules, show you how to play. They might even loan you some of their stuff and get involved. And, like, yeah, they, like, took over, like, 7 tables last Saturday. So
yeah, I keep seeing a lot of stuff coming up with Warhammer Week. I haven't done it yet. I haven't attended it, but I'm really curious.
Because yeah,
that name in general, Warhammer.
I know, right?
I'm like, that sounds 40K? Crazy. What is going on?
That's 39 more K than I'm used to.
Right.
and there's actually, I think it's good, too. Like, get into it because there's a new Prime show, I think, coming out with Henry Cavill. The guy who was the last Superman.
I know Henry Cavill. I just don't know the show that's coming up.
Warhammer.
It's called Warhammer. Oh, wow. Yeah. A lot of Warhammer going on.
Yeah, so he's going to be starring in that.
What in the world?
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's crazy time to live in.
Come play some Warhammer. I think they do Dungeons & Dragons on Sundays, if you can catch them right.
Yeah, it's Magic
and Magic Mondays.
Mondays.
And yeah. Magic Mondays, yeah. So if you want to get your games on, come on out to Liberty.
Liberty Center. You. If you don't go to Liberty Center, what are you doing? Come on, like, if you heard this whole show, you're pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, come on out. That's a good time.
Anyways, now we'll be wrapping things up with Cole from the Liberty Center. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving you America's best. And we're back in the studio wrapping things up with Cole from the Liberty Center. So, Colt, any points you'd like to reiterate?
No, I mean, just if you guys, if you're new to the island, come to Liberty Center. We're open 7 days a week, every weekday, 9 to 10, or sorry, 9 to 7, and weekends 10 to 7, 365 days a year. We got games, we got computers that are CAC-enabled, we got a 32-recliner theater, we got a full kitchen, so like we were talking about earlier,
yeah.
If you can't get your cooking done in the barracks, stop by Liberty Center, and we got all the pots, pans, spatulas, everything you need, so you're not cooking spaghetti in a frying pan.
It was horrible. Yeah, that was one of my, like...
Yeah, we want you to do that. Come, like, walk the 200 yards over to the Liberty Center and have a full kitchen and make meal prep for the week.
If you think you can't do it, you can. Yeah. It's literally just right there.
Yeah, we got you. It's no big deal at all. So, yeah, just stop and see us. We look forward to seeing you guys, and hopefully you guys stop in and take advantage of all the stuff we got. But I do have a fun fact for you.
Yes.
So,
lay it on me.
We just left January. The month of January.
It was really quick.
It was. Yeah. So the reason it's called January is it's named after this Greek god named Janus.
Really?
So, yeah, he looks forward. He has two heads. He looks forward and backwards. So like the beginning of the year, looks forward to the new year and looks backward to the old year.
That'd give me a headache. I'm sorry.
Well, he's got two faces. So.
Oh, so okay.
It's cool. but he's also the god of doorways.
What?
And people who, like, at the Colosseum, there's doorways. So Janus was the god of doorways because he's the gatekeeper, more or less, right?
Oh.
So they had people who kept the doorways clean. They were, like, in charge of guarding the doors, keeping it clean.
Janus a janitor?
Janus, that's where you get the name janitor from, because janitors protected the Janus's doorways.
Okay, so any janitors out there, just know.
Yeah, you're named after a Greek god. Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. I'm taking janitor back.
Of course.
It's cool again.
It's a comeback.
Yeah.
January's passed. That's February.
Yeah, now it's February. But the word janitor, I'm bringing back.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Colt, for coming in today. It was really nice having you.
Yep. It was great, man. I'll see you next week.
Next week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, thank you so much. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving you America's best.